That's a book up here. Dalit Mishnah of Days. Lulav Shiva Kesai. When do we take lulav all 7 days? Yantif Arishan Shachad Shecholias B'Shabbat. Lulav Shiva. Ushar Kol Yom Shisha. If the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then the taking of the lulav is Docha Shabbos. The reason being, since the taking of the lulav on the first day of Sukkot is a mitzvah even outside the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore the Rabbanan said, no matter what, you can take the lulav the first day, even in the Beit HaMikdash itself. But the rest of the time, where it's only a mitzvah to take lulav in the Beit HaMikdash, the Rabbanan said not to take the lulav at all if it comes out on Shabbos, even in the Beit HaMikdash itself. And the reason being, because the Rabbanan were afraid that if you're allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos, you might come to carry it outside in Rosh Hashanah. In case you don't know how to do the Seder Aninuim, how to shake it during Challah, you might bring it over to somebody to teach you. So therefore, the Rabbanan said not to take the lulav at all on Shabbos. Maseches Sukkah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel. Arava Shiva Ketzad. When do we take the Arava all 7 days? As there is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. The circle of the Mizbeach with Aravos all 7 days of Sukkot. Yom Shvi Sha'arava Shecholios B'Shabbos. When the seventh day of Arava, meaning the seventh day of Sukkot, comes out on Shabbos, then Arava Shiva. Then we take the Arava all 7 days, and it's still her Shabbos. Ushar Kol Yomim. Shisha, if Shabbos comes out one of the other days of Sukkot, then the taking of the Arava is not still her Shabbos. And we take the Arava only 6 days. Now the reason why the taking of the Arava on the seventh day is Docha Shabbos is because the Rabbanan wanted to make a Hekera. They wanted to publicize the fact that the taking of Arava is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So therefore they said that at least one day should be Docha Shabbos, and they were Koveya that if Shabbos comes out on Hoshana Rabbah, then we take the Arava even on Shabbos. And that which we take that right nowadays on the seventh day of Sukkot on Hoshana Rabbah, that's not included in the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai was adopted to take the Arava in the Beit HaMikdash. But it's a minig Nevi'im. The Nevi'im Achronim, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi were talking to take Arava nowadays on the seventh day of Sukkot. And the reason why they picked after the seventh day, the Beit HaMikdash says, is because since that day, if it came out on Shabbos during the Beit HaMikdash, was Docha Shabbos. So therefore, they picked that day as a day that nowadays, that we take Arava, Zecher LeMikdash.